Be battling this year with searing Saharan heat without an oasis in sight, or will it be a year of sub-zero Arctic temperatures and biting winds without a single igloo for temporary shelter? Or even worse, will it be an afternoon of patchy sunlight with occasional light drizzle and they've forgotten to take their umbrellas? Well, whatever the circumstances, they'd very much appreciate it if you would sponsor any one of them. That's Georgina, Peter, Ray, Rosette and Vaughan. If you don't know who those people are, just have a word with me and I can point you in the right direction. So hope all goes well there. You may have noticed we have a screen. John Watts will tell us more.
Good morning. It's almost exactly 2 years to the day that a church meeting on the second Sunday of May 2014 said it's proving difficult to see projected images when there is broad daylight. Now, a lot of things have happened between now and then, and I think there are many lessons to be learned from the story of that time, but those are for another time. For today, I'd just like to offer thanks to the projector replacement teams, we called ourselves, who all got together and contributed all sorts of knowledge from logistics, feasibility testing, availability, sourcing, all kinds of things went into planning this thing before we even thought about getting a physical box in. We spent a lot of time working out, would it work, could it work, before we actually did it. So my thanks, our thanks should go to that team. Today, for demonstration purposes, and this is only a demonstration machine, I'm afraid it has to go back tomorrow, but today we are showing the display, we're not showing any display at the moment, we're showing the display on that screen and on the projector for comparison purposes, and I would like you to watch it throughout the service and switch between the two and just compare the two in your mind. I've handed out some evaluation sheets in the service papers for you to make comments and say what you think of it, because I think it's very important that we do get a general consensus on the capabilities of this beast. I will be very happy to take any more detailed questions about what this is, where it comes from, why this machine, etc., 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 in church meeting, if that's okay. But for the time being, please just sit back and watch and learn. Oh, yes, sorry. Yeah, well, that's a detailed technical question, isn't it? As and when we get one of these things, the intention is to mount it up where the screen is. And one of the nice things about this, since we've been asked, is that you don't have to put it flat out down the screen. We can angle it slightly so that it points at the congregation and down a little bit, so you will get the full benefit of the thing straight away. So yeah, the intention is for it to go where the projector screen is now and put it down. There is always the option to keep it on a mobile platform, should we want to do it. But anyway, those are things for later on, but the intention is really to display it where the projector screen is, but have the flexibility to angle it better for the congregational use. Anyway, I'll take the other questions later. Yeah, thank you.
Now, we can report that nearly £300 was raised at the Nigel Tunley's excellent concert. That goes to the Acorn Project, so thank you very much to Nigel. Thank you. And yesterday, our young people held a nail bar and smoothie bar event, and they raised £135. Which was really good, so great. So we thank them very much, and of course thank you all for supporting both Nigel's concerts and the YP event yesterday. Briefly, one correction to the service paper. The Star and Garter Summer Fete on the 2nd of July is between 12 and 4, not 1 and 3. And I think the Mayor's coming to open the event at 12, so we'd hate you to miss that. And finally, we have our church meeting after this service. So do please stay and contribute to the decision-making and also hear about what's going on. And I think there's a bit of time left for the service.
join together to worship God and hear these words from the psalmist. Come, let us praise the Lord. Let us sing for joy to God who protects us. Let us come before God with thanksgiving and sing joyful songs of praise. We join to sing, Christ be our light. In prayer, and then we're going to sing the Lord's Prayer. Please sing the words that are projected, because we had a bit of a change of plan in the week. But for now, let us pray. Lord, we are all on different journeys, but we are all linked together in you. We humbly acknowledge our differences, and we celebrate our connections. In a world where people fight for so many different causes, we thank you that you, O God, have sent Jesus to bring your love to us. Thank you that your love has drawn us here this morning. We confess to you, O God, those times when we have not been kind with one another, when we have not been kind with our family members and our friends, when we have judged other people and been cruel in our humor. When we have been tempted to think that we were better than somebody else, that our way was the way. We ask you to forgive us, to help us to come before you with open hearts, to be ready to give and to receive your forgiveness. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So remaining seated, we join together to sing the Lord's Prayer. So let's pray. Let everyone who is thirsty come. Let everyone who wishes take water of life as a gift. Lord, we praise you this morning You want us to believe in you, to be one with you, and to experience your glory. And then to go out and share it. May your generous spirit fill our lives and our worship, our singing, our listening, our speaking. Lord, thanks be to you among us in Jesus. Through the Spirit, we worship. And all God's people said, Amen. We join to sing, Jesus, Stand Among Us. Your group two, your group one, you're in a bit of trouble, but you can manage that. You're in group one, so you go, okay? We join to say, I come to you, Lord, for protection. Never let me be defeated. You are righteous God. Save me, I pray. Hear me. Save me now. Be my refuge to protect me, my defense to save me. You are my refuge and defense. Guide me and lead me as you have promised. Keep me safe from the trap that has been set for me. Shelter me from danger. I place myself in your care. You will save me, Lord. You are a faithful God. You hate those who worship false gods, but I trust in you. I will be glad and rejoice because of your constant love. You see my suffering. You know my trouble. You have not let my enemies capture me. You have given me freedom to go where I wish. We're in the middle of a series, as many of you know, on the Lord's Prayer. Last week, we were speaking about forgiveness, and at the 11:30 service, I furnished everybody with a leaflet on the subject. If I have some spares, if you'd like to take one, I'm leaving them at the front. Help yourself. What I want you to do with it is take it away and stick it in the back of your Bible or whatever it is that you use regularly, so that at some time when you find yourself not able to forgive somebody, you think, and you get this leaflet out and you try and do some work. Today, though, the text is usually about save us from temptation. What about the idea of God who leads us into temptation? How do you feel about that? Other people have, other translations have it as, don't lead us into the time of trial. The Message has it, keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. We're going to look at a bit of projection, which is from a series that the Church of England has produced.
There are times in our lives when we feel overwhelmed by the forces of chaos. At such times, what might it mean for us to ask God to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil?
We can look at some things that happen in our lives. We can look at, you know, the ways we are tempted to do things that, you know, if we follow that temptation through, plainly we are being led to do things that are wrong and not of God. So we see evil happening, you know, in world-changing events and in, you know, what we think of as lesser events in our lives. But these are all the work of the devil leading us away from God.
I trust in the dynamic nature of God that I'm told about in the book of Genesis, but that I experience in life, which is that God brings order out of chaos, that in the troubled waters where things are chaotic and thrown apart, you know, that God can somehow, by not usually by ordering or by organizing, but by hovering, like the Spirit hovers over the waters of chaos, something creative comes out of that and order is brought out of chaos.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil is a prayer of faith that God's grace is enough for me, has overcome anything that might harm me, and ultimately all will be well.
But the other meaning underlying the word, which is caught in some other translations of the Lord's Prayer, is don't bring us into the time of trial and of real testing of our faith. And that's a prayer to be delivered from and protected in seasons of real suffering, which to some degree come in every human life and every Christian life.
On the one hand, you hope that you will be protected from the evil done unto us by others who may be driven by evil thoughts or selfish thoughts which disregard other people and ourselves. So it's that on the one hand. And on the other hand, yeah, we hope that we will be protected from the desire to do evil ourselves, from the desire or the drive to do something which is purely out of selfish motivations and which then causes harm or damage to other people.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Save us from the place where the pressure of life is applied to the fault line that is in each one of us and we crack. Let us listen for the word of God in James chapter 1, which Vaughan James, were you picked just because your name, Vaughan? I think so, aye. Will read to us.
James So this is James 1, verses 12 to 18, testing and tempting. Happy are those who remain faithful under trials, because when they succeed in passing such a test, they will receive as their reward the life which God has promised to those who love him. If we are tempted by such trials, we must not say, "This temptation comes from God," for God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one. But we are tempted when we are drawn away and trapped by our own evil desires. Then our evil desires conceive and give birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my dear friends. Every good gift and every perfect present comes from heaven. It comes down from God, the creator of the heavenly lights, who does not change or cause darkness by turning. By his own will he brought us into being through the word of truth, so that we should have first place among all his creatures. Amen.
Remember that to be tempted is not to sin. Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. We need to remember that. To be tempted is not to sin. It's what you're going to do with that temptation. That's where it all gets a bit messy, or it can get a bit messy. So that scripture says that please don't say that which you've fallen into is God's fault. Please don't say that, says James. Temptation isn't God torturing us and leading us into sin. However, it does bear saying that there is the path of Christian maturity that makes it very clear that we as Christian people do not expect that life will always be easy. When there are challenges that are ours, it is not a sign that God has abandoned us. We know what it is to sin. We also know what it is to have God with us in the middle of that sin. And for that, we are grateful. But each of us needs to know ourselves and know and be wise to what we could be on the edge of. And when we know that, to, forgive me for this, get the hell out of there. Whatever it is, get away, avoid, get away. And what's safe for me isn't safe for you. And we need to take responsibility and ask that God will help us to keep ourselves away from temptation and to keep away from those forces that would tempt us and lead us towards that which could be catastrophic. Do you know what I'm talking about? Four of you. Do you know what it is? Right, come on, let me try that again. Do you know what I'm talking about? Thank you very much. 10 of us. So for some of you, it might be alcohol. For some of you, it might be gambling. For some of you, it might be talking about people meanly behind their backs. For some of you, it might be judging other people. That is sinful, and we need to avoid it. And when we're just about getting on the edge of it, we need to say, "Help me to keep away. Help me to keep away from that." Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Thank you, Bethany. We're going to sing. We're going to pray. To Mamina. The choir are going to sing the first verse, and then we're going to come in from the second verse.
Thank you.
we join to pray? It's okay. Can you come? We're just about to start praying. It's okay, man. It's okay. You didn't know. You're not psychic. Right, kids. We're going to pray. Praying is what we're doing. Not colouring. Praying. Thank you. We join to pray. Sometimes, Jesus, life is hard and we are tempted because there are people who've got more than us. They've got more money, they've got more things, they've got more authority, people listen to them, and they're more glamorous than we are. Give us grace and sense to see deeper. To be aware that those who have more might be broken people. And to recognize and to realize that there are millions of people in the world who would dream that they would have a life like we have. So we raise to you those who have more wealth than we do. And we ask that you would bless them and help them to use their resources wisely. And we also hold up those who have nothing, who struggle to find food, clothing, shelter, water. And we ask, O God, that you would bless the work of those who are involved in Christian Aid, both in our fellowship and around the world, whether in gathering the money or in spending it. Help us to know that you will never forget the struggle or abandon those who are the most needy. Pray for those who have power over our nations and international business. We pray that they would be wise to know of their responsibility to be good stewards of all things. And the responsibility that is on each of us to help those who are powerless. We call to you, O God, to be in the lives of people that we consider to be glamorous, those who set trends and who are role models for the lives of others. Help them to use their status wisely, to take seriously the responsibility that has fallen on their shoulders. And be with us when we feel ourselves to be totally unglamorous, unnoticed, and ordinary. Thank you, Lord, that when we stop being tempted by illusions of lives that are more sparkly than ours, we can look around and see those who are in need here and now. We ask that your true spirit would move us today, bringing healing of mind and body and spirit and wholeness to your broken world. So we bring our burdens and our illusions, our temptations and our trials. take all that we are and make us as individuals and as a community all that you want us to be. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you that we can always trust in you. At those times of trial and temptation, you are still our abundant God. And out of your great mercy, you have given us so much. We give you this offering today. With it, we worship you and give our whole selves to you. Please now take it and use it for your kingdom and your glory. Extend and multiply its reach and influence. May it be a great blessing to many, and we ask it in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. The lollipop is on the...
Hello. Hello. the children went out and continued to learn the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to ask the children to come to the front to show people what you've just made. We've been looking at the words, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And how God protects us and keeps us safe. But sometimes, because we can't actually see God, sometimes we need a little reminder. So we've been decorating safety pins to remind us that God keeps us safe. And we've pinned them to our clothes so you can have a better look at them after the service. Dahi, can you just hold my microphone for a second? So they're all wearing very pretty safety pins that they've decorated to remind them that God is always with us and God keeps us safe.
We're going to sing our last song with an echo in the make way, make way. Now may the courage of the early morning's dawning and the strength of the eternal hills at noontime and the peace of open spaces at evening's ended and the love of God abide in our hearts now and forever. Amen.